Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all three of my listeners out there. Welcome to Soul Sweet Speak at Soul Sweet Place. Today's show is pre-recorded. I will pre-record until I get a volunteer to co-host some of my shows with me. Tonight we are going to discuss how to keep your children safe. Using the sanctuary model that was developed by Dr. Sandra Bloom, a graduate of Temple University School of Medicine and also a board certified psychiatrist. Whoop-de-doo. But one of the things I should say about her is that she devised a heck of a model to go by, which is very helpful to mothers, fathers, children, organizations, profit and nonprofit organizations, corporations. If you're human, it will work for you. So I know that there's mothers and parents out there worrying about their children's safety. You could be a single mother raising your children, or parents, both parents, or a single grandmother or a single father raising your children. And you see certain behaviors in them that is unsafe. I mean, your child could be out there having unprotected sex or experimenting with drugs, hanging with the wrong crowd. These are some of the unsafe behaviors that I know if you are dealing with teenagers at home, that you are most certainly going through this. Now, these unsafe behaviors is something that is a challenge to work with. We have several people who can afford to go to therapists, and the therapist will deal with this model. Some will. Others have their own different models. But this one, in my opinion, and the experience I've had with it works. Now, one of the things that this model, particularly the core of this model, is with the therapist working with the trauma. Okay, because, you know, there are children who have been traumatized and really is not aware of it. Believe it or not, parents, we have been traumatized, and we're not aware, we don't recognize it, but there were behaviors that came from it, and those behaviors trickled down to our children, and as a result, they are behaving very unsafe. Now, this model has four pillars to it. The pillars are, I will return. Now, when a therapist that is working with this model and are dealing with teenagers who display unsafe behaviors, they have to get to the core part of sanctuary. And the core part of the model is becoming aware of the trauma, which is leave the child and the children, you and the child and the children emotionally distressed. And when I say you, I mean the adult who has to care for these children, whether you are a parent or you're working in a facility or, you know, you are a grandparent and et cetera, et cetera. It can be just stressful. Now, there are four pillars of sanctuary. There are four pillars of the sanctuary behavior modification model. Now, this is not just a model for children growing up, but this is also for adults, young and old, married or single, black or white, skinny or fat, with or without children, and rich and poor. It's for everybody is what I'm trying to say. Many of us have been traumatized, and we have not realized it or recognized it. I can tell you a story of what happened to me while working in the human service field, okay? I worked as a counselor for 15 years, and during that time, I had a client which the house was a little bit, untidy, very untidy. And I sat on the couch and felt something moving. At the time, I got up and I scurried on out of there without even giving it a thought. Well, my supervisor got a phone call explaining how I act. And my supervisor had a talk with me. And so I told him I got up in that manner because I felt something moving. I am scared to death of rats. And my imagination went wild. I'm thinking that it was a rat underneath that chair or something, and it just scared me, and I couldn't do anything but leave. Now, somewhere along the line, I might have been traumatized with rats and mice, but I'm scared to death of them. And my supervisor suggests that I see a psychiatrist or somebody that can help me with this trauma because it has caused diseasement and distress with the clients that we service. Now, that is the same thing, and that's outside of the family, but that's the same thing basically I was reported, and probably rightfully so, but it is my own problems or trauma that made me behave in an unsafe manner with my client. Now, the four pillars of sanctuary are, number one, trauma theory. Two, self, which is SELF model, and we're going to talk more about that. Three is the seven commitments, and four is the sanctuary toolkit. Now, we'll go one by one. Hopefully we have time now. I only got 30 minutes, but it's okay. It's okay. And like I said, many of us have been through trauma, but we don't realize what we've been through, and it trickled down to the children. Now, self. And the acronym for self is SAFE. ES is for safe. E is for emotions. L is for loss. And F is for future. Now, as we go down and talk about each and every one of them, I want you to give it some thought and think if something like this would really work for you and your child's safety. Because not everybody would get into it. Now, safety means being safe. That's exactly what it means. Replacing self-harm with self-care for healing. The foundation for healing are being physically safe. That means feeling safe on the outside. Two, psychologically safe, feeling safe on the inside. 3, social safety, feeling safe with others, and 4, moral safety, feeling safe enough to do the right thing. And you're going to see how each one of these pillars correlate with sanctuary, where it all continues to work towards change and growth. Now, emotions, which remember we told you the acronym. Now, we're on emotional management. E is for emotional management, recognizing and handling your feelings in a non-harmful way. Loss is acknowledging and grieving. L is for loss, which is acknowledging and grieving past losses. N, committing to work against getting stuck. We have to make the choice to move forward for growth and change. So this is where you need to really work at, to really change, because we can't change unless we understand and recognize the trauma. Future. F is future. And that is engaging in new behaviors rather than repeating the old ones, which by that time you're looking at changing, or you have changed, and it's taking some time because, believe it or not, working with this model is a process. But once you get to the ultimate, which is growth and change, you will have done something, you see, because do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about the other part of sanctuary, which is the 7 commitments. Now, you have 7 commitments, which is the first one is being nonviolent, which you are building and modeling safety skills. And the second is commitment to emotional intelligence, teaching and modeling affect management skills. The third is commitment to inquiry and social learning, building and modeling cognitive skills. 4 is commitment to shared governance, creating and modeling civic skills of self-control, self-discipline, and administration of healthy authority. 5 is commitment to open communication, which I, myself, personally, is committed to. And that is overcoming barriers to healthy communication, reducing acting out, enhance self-protective and self-correcting skills, and teach healthy boundaries. And as you know, communication is key to everything. And that seemed to be a big problem within organizations, especially organizations. And it's a big problem when you and your teenager are trying to communicate. Back in the day, they used to call it a generation gap. But it's not a generation gap. It's a thing of understanding and knowing how to communicate with each other. Sometimes we get lost along the way because of certain behaviors that are there, and people might be afraid to talk about it because they don't want to push you further away or make you angry. So people prefer to dance around it and not talk about it. But the problem still remains, the problem still exists, and the behavior doesn't get any better. So commitment, open communication is one of my commitments that I hold firm to. 6, commitment of social responsibility, which is rebuilding social connection skills, establish healthy attachment relationships. And 7, commitment to growth and change, restoring hope and meaning and purpose. And this is the ultimate goal that we try to reach, or we measure ourselves in getting to. Because once you get to growth and change, you have collaboration. You don't have as much resistance to things as you would when they're in a safe mode and you're trying to make sure that they stay that way. So the last is community. The last of the pillars is the sanctuary toolkit, which is we have community meetings. And a community meeting is actually checking in. And I think it's a great thing for when you and your child are drifted far apart and there's no communication. You don't even know what's going on in your child's life. All you know is that there is changes within your child. You need to maybe suggest that you have a certain time of day that you must come together, and that would be dinner time. There is no and, ifs, and buts. If they can't come to dinner and sit down with you so you can have a conversation, then there's other things that has to be taken away. And that's what happened with the self when you're working with children. When you're measuring change, you know, when you are working with them and they are in the mode where they figure, well, you know, my friends count more than you do, and I'd rather hang with my friends than be with you, then you have to kind of establish some rules and policies. And this is within the guidelines of sanctuary for your household, where you and your child can come together on this. Not just you, but have your child sit around with the family and talk about sanctuary and how you are going to develop the process of having this model within your home to work with your unsafe teenager or your unsafe child, because or your unsafe adult, whatever, but they are unsafe. How would you develop a plan? Because that's one of the things that is part of sanctuary, is to have a plan of care for safety. And so if you got together as a family and you sit down and you plan this out together, you make sure that it gets implemented and that when people get upset, they have a plan for to be safe, not to bring harm to themselves or others, because they are emotionally unstable. Now, I forgot to mention one part of the four pillars, which is part of the sanctuary toolkit. I mentioned in the toolkit that there's a community meeting, but I didn't tell you the process of that community meeting. There is several ways you can do it, but once I go through it, then I'll give you some pointers on how to do this. You would be in a meeting, and you would say to the next person, the person next to you, whichever way they go, clockwise, counterclockwise, you would say, how do you feel today? Or you could change it up and ask, what color do you feel today? Or what animal do you feel like? So they would say how they feel, but you can't use the word good because it's not a word that sanctuary accept. You have to go in depth of how you feel, not go in depth in detail, but give a more in-depth word. Then you would ask what's your goal for today? And you would tell them your goal for the day, and then they would say, who can help you with that? And if it is where you don't have anyone that can help you, or when you mention those that can help you and they are in your surroundings, they would say, I can help you with that. I respond by saying, I can help you with that. I certainly will be there for you. So that is part of the sanctuary toolkit of sanctuary, one of the four pillars. Now, you can be creative in doing it. For instance, you could play charades with it on how you feel and have someone to guess. That takes a lot of time. You have to have time, though. You can go around and you can sing how you feel, or there's so many different things that you can do to make it fun. But I suggest to you that when you are among your family or wherever the crisis may exist, that you might need to use when you're using the Sanctuary Toolkit, that you check in with that person. And not only that, you make it where it become a consistent framework guideline for your behavior modification piece as far as dealing with your teenagers at home or dealing with your teenagers in a residential setting, wherever you may be. But it is a good guideline if it is implemented right. There are many institutions and many places that use it, but it is not implemented right. There are so many things that get through the crack of it, and that is detrimental to what you're trying to do as far as to move to change and grow. And that process is not an easy process, but the framework make it more organized to do. So this is something, a lesson for you. When we return to do another episode, we will discuss the needs of your children and the needs for you. So parents, those without children, those who are single, those who are married, as I said before, this is something that you, this is a guideline for you to manage and to be safe. And to keep your family safe. We will discuss this more at length. And remember, if you want a live show, you can email me at soulsweet1@gmail.com. The email is written in this episode's description. So please email me. Let me know if you want a live show and I can connect with someone or someone can connect with me and we can have a good episode. Again, good night, everyone. Have a great week.